Blog Talk Radio.
I gave you my love. Tell you what I do. Things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe, not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we, bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you be the tree. On the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we, bigger than the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming throughout actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna run. Because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Thank you. It's all about population control, man. See, they know what you don't know. But it's all you.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. I teach you how to fight all of them demons.
I can teach you.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret.
Yeah.
I teach you how to tap into your genius. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. This is a blessing, yo. It's far beyond them reading.
It's a blessing.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret.
Yeah.
They built the country as a corporation, so they eating. Blind you with the garden of Eden.
They blinding you.
Poison everything that you eating.
They poison.
Mine don't show them glutamate up in your seasoning.
Damn.
They breathing, but they ain't living for a reason.
Dead.
Just tap into yourself and find a secret.
Find a secret.
Write your plans down, you just gotta mean it. Before the Masons, it was carved in the ceilings.
Yeah.
Before the Rothschilds created all them billions.
Uh-huh.
I'm just giving little secrets to my children.
Take that.
We was the niggas before the niggas. And the British museums, they got all the pictures.
You can see
Vatican cities got the jewels and the riches.
They stole it.
Some became stitches to get positions.
Trying to come up.
It was the plantation before the prison. The secret is to create your own vision, man. I'm God in the flesh, man. I'm out your jurisdiction.
Yeah.
It's a secret. It's a secret. It's a secret.
Secret,
I teach you how to fight all of them demons. It's a secret. It's a secret. It's a secret. I teach you how to tap into your genius. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. This is a blessing, yo, it's far beyond them reading. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. They built the country as a corporation, so they eat. They got costumes on and they ain't trick-or-treating. This real shit, and I don't need a feature. Just sit back and learn from the teachers. Psychic vampires, yo, we call them leeches.
Come to suck your
blood. Watch out, they come to prey upon your weakness. Vibrate, so the hate wanna fend you. Hydrate off the lakes that'll heal you. And stay away from them niggas trying to kill you. Predators got a nigga head on the menu.
Them
prototype, had them blind so they can get you. We children of the stars, that's why we shine like a crystal. DNA from the gods, this melanin's official. Palo Santo, burn around like a ritual. Walking organite, got the light, metaphysical. I clean my aura up, holy water on my spiritual. My third eye realized me and God is identical. That's the secret.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret.
I teach you how to fight all of them demons. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. I teach you how to tap into your genius. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. This is a blessing, yo, it's far beyond them reading. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. They built the country as a corporation, so they eat.
Call you, you would never know what true power is. there are so many movies out there that talk about our true powers, you know. But like I was saying, that these inorganic beings have, over this whole time scam they created, they have taught us, oh, your power is in the vote. You know, that's your power, in the vote. You know, you get out there and you're voting, yeah, that's your power. Because you put in office who you want to put in. If you vote for somebody to rule over your life, what kind of power is that? So you get in a line to put a ballot in for someone to rule over your life. What kind of foolishness and garbage is that? The fuckery that they teach us, and our brothers and sisters follow this shit. That's not power. That's just going from one slave master to the next. And he allows these things to happen. Oh, we voted Obama in office. You didn't vote Obama in office. You didn't vote anybody in office. They already had whoever they wanted to choose. But the thing about it, it's a mind game. It's a mind game. And they designed it to infiltrate your mind to make you think that you have power. Oh, my power is in me paying taxes. My power is in how much money I have. My power is in how many things I possess. That's what they told you. There's no stress in any of that. Because when the ball bounces, the religion goes out the door, the money is no good, the government has shut down, where the fuck is your power then? Tell me, where is your power? Understand, who's that, brothers and sisters, that we've been duped into a lie for a very long time. Your strength, your power is in the darkness. This is what makes you who you are as a primordial being. This is what takes you into the place of true infinite power and energy. Oh, your power is in the military. You get in the military, you're going to have much power. Oh, yeah, you can get up to a general. You can get those ranks and you have power. Oh, you have power. You become a CEO. You have power as a business owner. You have power as a supervisor. You will be ruling over people. You have power as a judge, an attorney, a police officer, a teacher, a preacher. I mean, all this mundane shit, because when this system shuts down, there's no more police officers, no more judges, no more prosecutors, and the system is getting ready to shut down. We're shutting this motherfucker down for good all over the world. This is what they're fighting against. Remember, we talked about the war against the changing timelines or the shifting timelines, and they're fighting against that. Understand, overstand, understand, brothers and sisters, that our power is in the darkness. So many of us have been duped into the lie that we have no power unless we look into something that mankind created, when in reality, he wants to remove us from that power. That's why he created the church. Oh, you worship and praise God. You got power. God will work things out for you. You depend on Jesus. Jesus will work it all out for you. That motherfucker ain't did shit yet. Years ago, I watched this one sister. She had cancer. And she was given all the remedies for cancer. But then she followed these people, and she just, they stood over there, oh, Lord, all this bullshit, and rubbing her down with all kind of oil and all kind of shit. And she still died from cancer, and Jesus didn't do shit for that woman, that sister. All right? Jesus did nothing for her. Jesus didn't save her. Those brothers and sisters who at gunpoint. Oh, Lord Jesus, please save me. Save me, Lord. I'm sorry. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Stop this, Lord. What was Jesus doing? There is no power. I see, so they duped us into a lie to make us think that we have power in this whatever. When the true power is in darkness. The darkness is your true power. Where does the darkness come from? We are the only beings on this planet who can possess the darkness. The darkness comes from your soul. The primordial beings of this world and these inorganic beings know that we are primordial. They know who we are. They know the power that we possess, the energy that we have within us. They've even gone into the whole point of trying to create the power that is within us. See, it's called antimatter. This is matter right here. Your physical body is matter. This is matter right here. See, that's matter right there. It's the physical stuff. This is matter right here. That's matter right there. This is matter. All right, that's matter. This is matter. Okay, this is matter. But the force that's within this, all right, this has a force of antimatter in it. Okay, this has a force of antimatter. This is a magnet. All right, this is a magnet. It has a magnetic field. Okay, we're gonna get into antimatter real quick because it's a force within us that they fear. Antimatter, a substance composed of subatomic particles that have the mass, electric charge, and magnetic moment of electrons, protons, and neutrons of ordinary matter, but for which the electric charge and magnetic moment are opposite sides. So you guys want to know what magnetic moment is, right? All right. So key is for us to understand what magnetic moment is. The magnetic moment is the magnetic strength and orientation of a magnet or the object that produces a magnetic field, all right, which is an electric field, all right. Examples of objects that have magnetic moments are loops of electric current, that's what I said, permanent magnets, elementary particles, various molecules, and many astronomical objects. So we get into astronomical objects. We're talking about, you're talking about your planets. You're talking about your suns, your moons, whatever. That's what magnetic moment is. All right. So, but the thing is, antimatter, the substance composed of subatomic particles that have a mass, electric charge, and magnetic moment of the electric charge and magnetic moment of the electrons, protons, and neutrons of ordinary matter, but for which the electric charge and magnetic moment are opposite in size. All right, gotta understand. Everything about us is science, brothers and sisters. All right, the darkness is all about science. All right, so let's get back to this real quick. Because we want to break this down and we're going to understand the darkness, all right, which is our power. All right? So, antimatter substance composed of some type of particles that have mass. This is mass. This is the mass. Have an electric charge. All right? Your heart is that electric charge and a magnetic moment. Your soul is that magnetism, that magnetic field that's within you. All right? Of the electrons, protons, and neutrons, and what do we possess? That carbon, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, right? That's that carbon. Of an ordinary matter, but for which the electric charge and the magnetic moment are opposite in size. So when you talk about electric charge and the magnetic moment, the electrical charge has a positive charge, the magnetic, and the magnetism has a negative charge. All right? So this is what makes up the darkness. All right? Your body, your spirit, which is the electricity within you, and your soul, which is the magnetic fields. All right? Now, when you talk about the atomic charge, you're talking about protons, neutrons, electrons. This is the antimatter that is within us. And how do we activate the antimatter? We've been talking about that. Meditation. We've been doing the chi exercise. We've been charging up the magnetic field within you through your spirit and the electromagnetic energy building up. All right. Tai Chi. Yoga. All right. These different things that we've been talking about is what takes you into the darkness. All right. The dark side is our strength. If any of you watched that four-hour movie, The Justice League, very, very powerful movie, and you have to understand the entire message that it was giving on The Justice League when they said that you have the three cubes, and the three cubes come together, then the dark side, that's when dark side, when the three cubes synchronize, the dark side then comes in. What's that three cubes? Body, spirit, and soul. Religion has separated the body, spirit, and soul. We got to remember that religion is beyond the church. We talked about this before. You have shoes, clothes, cars, job, money, law, education, media, music. I mean, we go on and on. Jewelry, I mean, go on and on. Religion goes, it's huge. They created religion to be huge. Because what religion does is separate the spirit from the soul from the body. And makes you three different entities. Therefore, you are weakened because you think that your money or the things that you have is what gives you power, because this is what you've been taught, not knowing that the elemental energy that's within you is what brings you your power. Therefore, linking your spirit, using your body, the meditation, lift your spirit into your soul, now all three are one. Therefore, you have entered the dark side. Therefore, the dark side is now coming down on the planet. Remember we talked about the one message? So wow, the mind of the primordial beings is to bring the cosmos down to the planet. So what you're doing is you're opening the gateway to the dark side of your body. There's so many different forms. They told you, on Star Wars, dark side is evil. Don't go to the dark side. You know, they told you in in Elementals, the movie Elementals, they spoke against the dark side. They separated it and made like, oh, yeah, the light side is better than the dark side. But it's not that. Okay? They have used so many different, they told you Transformers, you know, dark side. Transformers, what was that? Revenge of the Fallen. I think it was Revenge of the Fallen. When they had the pillars and they were bringing Cybertron to the planet. So these inorganic beings are showing us in so many ways that they are working hard to prevent us from looking into, to try to prevent, not to prevent, but to try or make an attempt to prevent us from looking into the dark side of nature. We are in full power, full strength. You got to understand the true strength of the primordial being, this pure dark energy where you have access to every level of power known. All right, you go back to the Justice League, you can have Wonder Woman, that's that feminine energy. That feminine energy. You have Aquaman, that's water. All right, you have Superman, that's air. Superman, which would be air. You have Batman, which is that grounded energy. All right. Then, you got Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Superman, Batman, and then you have Flash, which is that plasma energy. Alright, you have the plasma energy, which is the flash. Alright? And then you have cyborg, which is intelligence. Alright? Now you have to enter, Steppenwolf, because Steppenwolf possessed the fire. Alright, they gave you all the elements right there. But then what they did was they separated it purposely to make you think that one was against the other one. In reality, they were all one. And when you have all of these together, they showed you with all of those together, it will open up the gateway up to the dark side. All right, so you have all your forces linked in together to open up the dark side. But then they had to act like, oh yeah, we got to close on the dark side. We're going to use these clothes on the dark side. But they gave you elements in there. You got to see it. All of them were together. You got Superman, air. Wonder Woman, that feminine energy. Batman, which is the grounded, which represents the planet Earth. All right? Then you have Aquaman, which is water. You have Cyborg, which is intelligence. You have Flash, which is the plasma energy. You have Steppenwolf, which is the fire. That's seven that comes together to create the dark side, which makes number eight infinity, infinite darkness. And this is what they are against. So when you link the most powerful part of you, you are bringing yourself into an energy that cannot be challenged. All right? Go to this one real quick. All right? I'm going to do something real quick. Because it was an anti... Antimatter versus the nuclear bomb. Okay. A gram of antimatter could produce an explosion the size of a nuclear bomb. Alright? You say, however, okay, we're not going to get into that. All of the antiprotons they created antiprotons in some lab and in a particle accelerator, 15 nanograms. So a gram of antimatter could produce an explosion the size of a nuclear bomb. Alright? This is right here. Let's see. Can you see that? So, I messed it up. Okay, so antimatter is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. This is the energy that's within us. Remember, we talked about that one time before. We said the energy that's within us is condensed sunlight. All right, and properly charged, the energy that can come out of our bodies is twice the power of our galactic sun. Nuclear technology has nothing on the antimatter within us. 5G has nothing on us. You understand who we are. Primordial beings of true power. Our strength, the strength of the primordial beings is the dark side. The strength of the primordial beings is the power of the darkness. Okay. All you guys who are watching this right here, put your hands like this right here, towards the screen, all right? Put your hands like this towards the screen.
Oh, God, I didn't know. You
Darkness is your leader. The darkness is your strength. You are darkness. You are everything. You're a shota la kafina badra ako. I give the power of everything. You are the darkness. You are the power. You are the strength. You are why the planet exists from the beginning, brothers and sisters. Bring us to this darkness and see yourself rise in power. Remember, we change the atmosphere. We change ourselves to what mankind wants us to be. The strength of the primordial beings. The mind of the primordial beings. It was going on and on and on and on and on. I pass it on to you, brothers and sisters. Hope you understand, overthink everything that's been said. And with that said, I have no more rust. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change. Chaos is the darkness. Peace doesn't bring change. Peace keeps you where you are. Oh, let's just have peace. And you try to have peace and you're still going through the same shit that we've been going through for the last 400-something calendar years.
That part.
The darkness brings change. The darkness is chaos. Chaos brings change. You bring the darkness. Pure intelligence. Will you listen to everything?
Everything.
The TV, the everything. You are the everything. With power to you all.
At Kroger, every free...
Greetings, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. There's one more clip, you guys. I want to kind of give a, you know, update, you know what I'm saying? Because Brother Wisdom, he always speaks on the things that are going on in our current time frame. Eternal loved it. A lot of powerful shit he's saying. The return of the intelligence. This is only 13 minutes. After that, guys, we'll be... opening the podcast, and today we're talking about M3 square, I believe you say it. I've heard this a lot growing up. You know, I used to see it with Einstein, you know, but I really haven't even honed in on what the hell it really truly means, Eternal. So, again, today I'm a student learning, so we're going to talk about M3 square next.
Brothers, sisters, I'll just... celestial energy, or should I say brothers and sisters of this intelligence energy. SEMA about to read our new High Cosmic Press. Alright, the last message we talked about was talking about how the crystals, the pyramids and the crystals are being reactivated. And you know, what you have to understand, brothers and sisters, is the fact that this is the re-entry of the intelligence of our planet, that we lost information on, all right? We have been so focused and so pulled away through technology until we can, we were not able to see that intelligence literally runs everything, all right? So where are we going right now at this present moment? We are moving into a whole nother phase of energy and power, brothers and sisters, all right? We're moving into a whole nother phase of energy and power. We're moving into a completely different avenue of... intellect, all right? Intellect is just short for what? Intelligence, all right? So when we say that the pyramids all over the planet are being reactivated, that's what it is. The pyramids are being reactivated from their dormant state. All right? You have to remember that the pyramids work on a dimensional energy. Okay? So when you're dealing with a dimensional energy, you're talking about higher dimensions. So when this battle took place on the planet and these inorganic beings, whoever they be, caused our planet to fall from the lower dimension, from the higher dimensional realms, the pyramids became dormant because the pyramids work on extremely high dimensions. Okay? So right now we're in the 10th, going into the 11th dimension, soon to be the the 12th dimension, and this very state of being that we're in right now, this present moment. So all the pyramids are being reactivated, and that pyramidal energy flows throughout the planet again, like it did once before. All right, these inorganic beings have plans. All right, they have their plans, and I see all their plans. We see all their plans. So, as far as the cosmic elders and we of the high cosmic councils and all, we communicate all the time. And we're watching what they're doing, but we have plans as well. We have plans of raising the dimensional realms of our planet, as well as our kindred, the brothers and sisters, the gods of this world. All right. So when we say that the pyramids are being reactivated, this is just what is happening. The pyramids are being reactivated. All right, because we're moving into the higher dimensional realm. When we hit that 12th dimension, we told you all. We say, you know, as timekeepers, what do we tell you? We say, come February 21st, we're entering 12th dimensional gateway. All right, we're back up into the higher dimensions, and that's why these inorganic beings have such a hard time trying to make the planet cold for themselves. You cannot hold something down that is supposed to be up. All right? Now, we talked about the crystal. He said all the crystals will be reactivated also. You gotta understand that the crystals go beyond what you see right here. Yes, remember these crystals right here. The crystals on the outside of us. Alright? Sinks into the crystals that are on the inside of us. Alright? So, you have to understand, brothers and sisters, that we have 375 rare crystals that run through our blood, what they call blood. We have 375 rare crystals that run through our blood. Alright? So all of those crystals that are within us are being reactivated as well. Alright? This is why you feel the energy that you feel. This is why you're having the thought that you have. This is why you're having this point of awakening. Why? Because this is taking us into a whole other level, a whole other dimensional realm, a whole other type of intelligence, a whole other type of power. All right? This is taking us into a completely different era of energy, intellect. All right? So this is the sure thing that's happening at this present moment. All right, so understand, overstand the principle behind the awakening of these two powerful intelligences on our planet. The pyramids represent nothing but pure intelligence. All right, the pyramids represented, the pyramids were energy sources for our bodies as well as our intelligent machinery that we have. All right? Pyramids just didn't work on as far as what they call technology. The pyramids worked with intelligence. The bodies that we have, these carbon-based bodies, these so-called black bodies, 375 rare crystals, 375 rare metals, 375 rare minerals, all intelligence. That's what it is. It's all intelligence. And this intelligence is designed for us to work at the hyper-capacity of the most energetic forms of energy and power known across the cosmos. In our original state, we're all supposed to live somewhere around 270,000 years. All right? We're supposed to live somewhere around 270,000 years. It all comes to the number nine. We're all supposed to live 270,000 years, which means that we are literally everything that is within us explains immortality, explains invincibility, explains intelligence. All right? So this is what's being reactivated within us, brothers and sisters. This is what's being taken into perspective for us to gain the powerful energies that we have lost. All right? As the higher councils, we're working for you all. That's why, you know, a lot of times I respond and I say, yeah, it is my honor to serve you all. It is my honor to serve you gods of this world. It is my honor to serve you. It is my honor to be among your presence. It is my honor to be among the presence of the gods. So it's important that you understand, understand, overstand what is taking place. The level of intelligence that we are embarking upon, all right, is beyond the perspective of what you could ever imagine. It's beyond the perspective which you could ever think of. Alright? Mankind thought that they could stop this, these inorganic beings thought that they could stop this because they want a planet, they want to own a planet. No. See, if you can't be a part of this power, what you have is temporary. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, temporary discomfort brings a lifetime of satisfaction. We had temporary discomfort. Alright? And we learned. We learned. Now, we will be ready for the next enemy in this lifetime. Yeah, remember, we're going into immortality, invincibility. Everything that we're made of is on the planet. Everything, the crystals are invincible. You never heard of a crystal dying. You never heard of a metal dying. You never heard of a mineral dying. There's none of that dies. Okay? We're going into a higher level of strength, higher levels of power, higher levels of intelligence. This is what we're going to. So it's important that we, you know, continue to focus on ourselves, building, creating, designing, taking ourselves beyond the limit where mankind says we are limited. Okay? So this is what's going on. The return of the intelligent beings. That's what we're talking about, the reactivation of the crystals and the reactivation of the pyramids. And at this present moment, like I said, every pyramid that we created as the original souls, the original beings of this world, every pyramid that we created is being reactivated at this very moment. Every one of those pyramids are being reactivated. Everyone is being reactivated. Which means that we, as original beings, all over the world, we're going to feel, we're going to test, we're going to know, we're going to become that pyramidal force of energy. Like I said, mankind has his plans. These are his plans. Low-level plans. But mankind doesn't know the plans of the true beings of this world. Mankind doesn't know the plans of the higher the higher realms of this world. Mankind doesn't know that. All he knows is what he wants to do. That's all he knows is what he wants to do. All right? I'll catch you guys later. All right? You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And may your intelligence become your art of energy and power. All right? Much power to you all.
All right, guys.
Living in a joke time, metaphor for coke time, commerce and girl men, run the whole world men, bone drunk and debauchery, old world brutality, cold world kill softly, whole world run savagely, reading pride fiends, program TV screens, quick scam and drag queens, real life's been blasphemed, think twice as past dream, crime if you ask clean, quick fast the poison has entered the bloodstream, psychological mask, the consequences of tragedy, mythological characters, men and women is parody, superficial to vanity, borderline insanity, out of order humanity, crime committed so passively, desperados and casualties, corporations want batteries, explanations and strategies, domination and mastery, owns, owns, and bankrupt. Grown people so corrupt. Vice lords and yellow men, junkies of popularity. Culture so independent, vulture scavenge reality. Past feeling depravity, decaying social cavity. Preying on human ignorance, popular immorality. Symptoms of disease head, population misled. Self-indulgent past dead, absence of the godhead. Temps, pushes, and harlotry. Nepotism, no artistry. Despotism, and piracy. Desperation, dishonesty. Business decision, policy. More money, less equality. Inflated global ego, imitating reality. Pseudo-psycho-loop feral, poison, bows and arrows. Hypocritics on salary. Idle hands, devil's agency. Predisposed to complacency, jealousy, and audacity. Contagious social gluttony, stages of mass malignancy, epidemic deception, generation and atrophy, glam life and debt, scam life and editors, byproducts and neglect, children hiding from creditors, absence of self-respect, phony scared of competitors, lifestyle of luxury at someone's expense, sensitive children, used up as sacrifice, blind to consequence, smoked up in dope pipes, ecstasy, fast life, recklessly past life, narcotics and cash fights, neurotic society, benefactors turned actors, addictions, crippled captives, experience manufactured in this neurotic toxic society. For the communists or who the Marxist is. 10,000 pictures on Facebook, it's like the pot calling the kettle narcissist. Come on, really, saying the devil, but you're the chief arsonist. Hypocrites can't even see their own part in this. No reflection, vampire paradigm, no introspection. Star that, star rants is a breakdown. 3 months before, pure obsession, picture can't take down. Children, it's a shakedown, they just looking for a sacrifice. They've been doing this before Bobby Darin sang Mac the Knife. Before James Dean's car into the jackknife. Perhaps it's because they lack life or lack guts. Never confuse the head with the butt. Opinions are like assholes and most of them stink. I was told by a woman, so rethink. Don't ever let them lead you to drink, lead you to doubt. Lead you to fall, get up, stand up, cast Lucifer out. Shake it up, baby, watch them twist and shout. Insecure assholes looking for a ticket to ride on somebody like a ticket. It's fucking wicked, shame on enough. In this erotic, toxic society. Psychopsychology and destiny to psychiatry, exorcism, sobriety, forced and social lobotomies, people stuck in dichotomy, pseudo-psycho-anxiety, serial criminals dressed in variety, social transvertism, subliminal dressed up as piety, transference projections like Cartesian images, robbing innocence, stealing inheritance, quiet victims with no defense, betrayed over dollars and cents, maladjusted and ignorant, malediction and dissonance. Too much addiction, no consciousness. Don't trust it, this cosmology's busted. Broken and returns to the dust. The sinks of corruption, oppression, deceit, abuse and repeat. They don't feel complete unless they're robbing the sheep. Man is not a product, if you call them that, then stop it. And it's the rotted godless society.
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth should be is illegal. One of them is legal.
Royalty, royalty, royalty to all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Eternal, they are ready for you to teach. Do you hear me? So, yeah, Eternal, I mean, hey, I'm a student too, you know, so we just going to go ahead and just kick this off because I remember M3 squared, if I'm even saying it right, M3 squared, I remember it in science class, you know. First, Eternal, I breezed through the whole school system and I played. I was a class clown. I was a popular class clown, right? And because I knew it was all bullshit, like on a soul level, I knew it was all bullshit. So I really did not pay attention at all when these things introduced because I already knew it was some shit. You know what I mean? And I never could explain it, but I always stayed in the principal office, right? I was that kid. So I heard this in science class. I never understood what it is. So it's great to bring this back up. So, you know, in divinity, I can learn, you know, we can learn, you know what I'm saying, about these things in a real classroom, you know what I mean? So I'm honored to be here with you to learn, you know, today. So tell us, well, first, how are you? And tell us your version of M3 Squared. Oh, wait, you're not even unmuted. I'm so sorry. Hold on. He is not unmuted. He is now. All right, peace. Royalty on to you, Eternal.
Peace. Greetings, brother. How you feeling?
I am feeling proud, actually. I'm feeling proud. Yesterday, I did like an ugly cop. Right after we got off the phone, actually, I was just robbing and it just hit me, man. I went into like an ugly cry. So I'm just feeling proud.
You got to do that cry out. And that was the whole reason why, you know, he called Will Smith doing his cry out. They wanted to call him, what did they call him? CNN, I think that's what they call him. A crying in nation or network. Well, we haven't looked at Judge Joe Brown since Judge Joe Brown kind of twisted his game up on a lot of people. And because he's judging on people, this is the reason why we have issues amongst our elders. And the reason why the Will Smith smack, you know, Chris Rock, he's the older one. You got a younger person smacking an older person. So our reality is how the evil empty square is like a mask. We look at the mask, what the mask is doing, it comes back two times fold versus the one time it was done. So it's like not a slap in the face, it's a slap in society. And that's why society took it so strong. And, you know, everybody feel like they're Will Smith or Chris Rock when the whole actual goal was they made that the last point. First point was getting the advertisement of slapping chickens, and we done slapped taxes, new tax relief. They put it in the news constantly so we would see it as a mass first before we saw it in the space of our time. So in order for us to see it, it was like it was our first time seeing it, but it really wasn't. We didn't see it like a whole year or maybe even a year before that. We just didn't know what was the plot or the plan. And usually when someone has a plan, it's usually because they got a map. And the map, usually because they've already been there and you haven't. So the places that we haven't gone before, like Captain Kirk messing with Wonder Woman, is like going to California, explaining about California when it's an island separated from the rest of the continent. But this is another example of E equals MC squared by seeing every square unit within it. And, you know, E is your energy. So your mass is more like Mary. And, of course, the C represents Christ. So the square is the concept of what a cube is. So that's why the C is a cube. That's why Mary and Jesus, you can't just put MJ, you know, because that would be like a Michael Jackson. But if I could put MC, then you wouldn't think of it as Mary and Jesus. You would be thinking as a cube. So the cube is cubicle. We're thinking the world has to be in this cube form, even though M is the energy form, the cube form in the first place. The M happens to be a W, or E, or a W being a 3, and 3 being an M, and an M being an E. So these vibrations that's made from a symbol end up looking like a letter and looking like a number. And can be used for all three or none. Because if you go from I, J, K, L, L represents three. But then there's L, M, that's four. So it's really, the idea is a hidden four using the letter M without telling the people. Other people who's into numerology still gets the message. So MC square, MC, again, connection to like a person that grabs the microphone or a person that actually uses music. They're the mics. They're the Michaels. They're the angels. This is where the angle and angels change the frequencies of how free the queen to free the queen. Is it for both of us or is it for one of us only? Then if it is for one of us only, is it for the wrong intent or the right intent? And this is the truth. So we have a 1-2 of our dual of ourself being good or bad. And then, of course, we have a gender split on our principles. So now we'll say if your principles is just as bad, then your gender will be just as bad. This is why we got the Freemasons or whoever you want to call these societies that put their hand in their pocket. It's more like get your hand out of my pocket like Malcolm X. And so this whole idea now is to say, E equals MC squared is like saying the square is a part of a Mason's conversation that was brought out to a lot of us. Now, of course, all of us don't know what they're talking about unless you come from a Mason descendant family. Now, a lot of us probably don't think of ourselves as a Mason descendant family because we don't study numerology. And numerology basically show you how the MC squared basically comes out. You're looking at numbers on a constant, whether it be your name, the day you came into existence. How do you use it? It's through the Chaldean language. Now, of course, we saw it in the Bible. That's why the Chaldean language is numerology. But we didn't study that far because we were looking at everything on a surface value thing. At the same time, if you're eating like the book is telling you, you wouldn't be eating the hoof animals. However, we've been eating hoof animals, probably the fakeness of slavery. And the reason why I say fakeness of it, because it still goes back to the MC square. If you was to take your mother out of the picture, what food would you eat? And then if you realize that your mother was the food, would you still eat it? This is going from the actual human that we were eating for a minute because of trichnology, because it was a feast for everybody to sit down in front of amongst a lot of people from different nations who brought in special dishes that you never knew, with barbecue sauce and all these little sweet, tangy little sauces. This is why, even for myself to this day, I don't really eat saucy foods. I like watery foods. I don't like saucy foods. I'm not from the sauce. I'm from the water. So the idea of a Cancer or a Scorpio or a Pisces to wield back your power, E equals MC squared, you have to start utilizing your elements that you already favored when you came into existence that Mother gave you a gift for. But because you're not present, this is why the gift keeps shifting and you're not a part of it. Now you keep going under the tree grabbing something, which is a half of the M. That's one part of the M. It looks like a letter A, missing the other peak. But this is the whole reason why Jesus sat with 12 disciples. That 12 disciples, woman next to him was his mother, making the letter M, making it also a square at the table. But, of course, this is about Christ. So now how crystallized are we when we're using our squares? How much do you see yourself, define yourself, not to say you're the definition, but the definer yourself? You know, you're a constant moving of what they said earlier about change. You're about power. So you're about power and you're about change. So what comes about that is to change your positions. Now, when the chair does change in positions, are you sitting in the same chair or are you sitting in somebody else's chair? That's why the seat is different. Most people who sit in their seats is not knowing about the east, but an S. There's different east sides of ourselves. When I say that, it's more like your heart is rested in the east, then it sets in the west once it's done doing what it needs to do in the east. And so there's different east of each other of us. You take the T out and you got ease if I add an E. So you're at an ease for a lot of things, but when it becomes a dis to what's going on in your space, that space that you have, like E equals MC squared, is now a discontinued. Now you feel the dis-ease going on. And something in your stomach is going to kick in to tell you that you probably shouldn't be there that long in this, whatever this gut instinct is telling you. And it's up to you, of course, by self, learning how to improve yourself to a point you say, yo, you know what? I am going to get out of this situation. Or you stay further into it. Now, what he said earlier about a temporary discomfort will bring you a longevity of success or satisfaction. You just got to go through some of that temporary discomfort for a minute. Not saying that while you're in discomfort and you're saying, man, I hate this discomfort. You don't want to do that. The moment you start doing that, it gets longer. And now you're wondering, how long is this going to take? Most people who, like I said, from the fest to the fest evil, we started not realizing how to love your mother with grace. And so we made it a father of time and then start shortening the time. That's why you see most of us who walk around with bald heads is the result from what happened to their grace. They're now out of their time. I had to look at my dad's hair today or the day before, and we were talking for a minute. And it was good to have that conversation with him because now I get to hear his side, not on that I'm your father speech, but more I'm a man just like you speech. And once I saw the hair, because, he usually wears his hat on his head. I don't usually see his hair, and it's been a while. But when he took his hat off, I saw all the waves in his hair and the gray and the white, the silver and the white looks in his hair. I was like, wow, I'm going to be at that stage, you know. So that's something to look forward to when you're getting into those stages, you know what I'm saying? And he's like at 63 going on 64, and, you got people around you probably at that age. If you're not seeing yourself, it's like you're not seeing the mass of your people. And then, of course, if you projected something wrong, that projection even goes twice as much as you thought it was. So let's say you have a good day, and then something happens. The moment it happened, do you endure it as a bad day now? Or do you continue to say, well, no, that's not going to stop me. It's still a good day. This is how you know how E equals MC squared, because of the mass. But it's times its weight and it's times its height. So in other words, don't let things become a giant to you if it's a small thing. You know, you probably just need to take care of it so it won't become what they call it a big thing. Because usually when it end up being ignored, it becomes bigger. Like this incident with Jada Pickett and Will Smith. You can't ignore the situation because we're all going to go through somebody talking about your woman. Or your significant, or your daughter, you know, the feminine energy. What does the masculine do about feminine attacks? Now, this has been happening for quite some time now. And some of us already been accepted. It's in our raps. That we call it rap. I ain't really like calling it rap because it still sound like rape. Yet it was hip hop before. And then when hip hop was introduced, the only way it was getting more cliche-ish when people start using familiar things that they were already doing in the industry. Now, of course, to make it popular, you had to say popular things like Reebok or Kyle Kanash or say something that you're like, ooh, and then ear of imagination kicks in. So now, just like with any Freemason connection or Mason connection, because we won't have to go to the older, the higher realm, you are a more connection. So now you're knowing Morbius. They made Morbus, they made Morbus a part of everybody's society. If you're watching this movie now, and you probably, some of us already have already, and I haven't yet. However, when I do, I'm going to be able to dissect that movie completely because I know E equals MC squared. I know how my mass of value and height and weight. Now, the only problem is dependent on the speed of light. Now, the speed of light travels through darkness. So the speed of light ain't as speedful as you think it is. This speed of light is dealing with kilometers. So in other words, it's dealing with how much brain activity are you really aware of when that speed of light, so-called, comes through. Might have been dense, so dense that you just still didn't see it. That's why light can be different colors, like blue, green. Somebody said they saw a green, I'm going to call it plasma, shooting through the air. I've seen it too. Now, of course, I only had to be outside long enough to see it, and it had to be, and I didn't see it in the daytime, so that's a little difference. I do know people see stuff in the daytime too. I haven't seen it at night, and it was beautiful on how I seen it, and I have seen it with not just by myself. I've seen it with someone else, and of course, they say after a while, you blank out, you don't remember it. No one knows when that happened. That's the amnesia. This is the whole idea that, like for myself, I fell down. Bumped my head, got back up, 5 minutes, ended up being 5 years. This is end up being how speed is and travels in your mind. And then, of course, when I got up, I was missing 5 years in 5 minutes. So time is different. It's an illusion. But when you have 5 years being 5 minutes and then you look back and you say, well, how did I lose that? Well, it was because of high blood pressure. If you're in a disc to your ease, like the space that we're speaking of, in your square, of how much length times width times height. That's why it's the E equals MC squared, but there's a volume. That volume is missing to the square. So without enough volume, without enough weight, you just be like weightless. So now it depends on how much weight you have when you're speeding through light or speeding as the light. That's where the dents come from. Your fire is heavy. That's how fire ends up getting to be seen because it's heavy and it's dense. However, if the light is lighter, if that fire is lighter, because that's what light is, but fire, if it's lighter, because they want to say the word light, you won't think of it being heavy. So this is why when we look at people and say, oh, I'm a fire sign. Well, now let's see how heavy this fire sign is. Because usually when you see it, it could be an implosion, right? That's an inside thing, or an explosion. And usually when you hear their emotions, you might find out whether it be something that they hype about, whether it's something that they're emotionally about, because, you know, it could go in the hyperness to being emotional with your feelings. Now, that's where the aggression be the non-aggressive and the aggressive. More water signs are really kind of in the non-aggressive side. Like, they're not going to really want to fight, but they're going to really speak their mind. So, but then there's the fire sign that want to speak their mind by fighting, not by talking. So there's a little difference on how do you find the balance of your E equals MC square. By your value. If you value something, that means, okay, I value it more not to fight, or I value it more to get this over with so I could get the answer or the solution made up right in front of you so you can see what I'm talking about in this fight. You know, so some people don't fight with hands. Some people fight with their mouth. Some people fight with the intelligence of overcoming situations. So it's not always a fight being physical. It could be a mental, a spiritual. And that's why E equals MC squared. The mental can be attacked. The spiritual can be attacked. The physical can be an attack. However, if you value it, then it's not an attack at all. you can alleviate that E equals MC squared to how it affects you so much. You know, someone says, he made me mad or she made me mad. How do they make you mad? Someone making you up right now? Because now you're makeup. So looking at what in our words that we say to motivate ourselves, are we saying motivational things or are we taking that whole mass of energy that's in front of you and demoralize it? Notice I said demoralize it. Mores is a word like morsel, like Morse code. You've been having Morse code all the time. Now, the thing about Mores is, and I know we want to give a shame to these brothers or sisters that actually gave us a clue to keep us not to be morbid, not to be like this morgue, not to be mourning over a lot of things. Now, of course, we do cry, but it's different to not mourn over it. Because when you mourn over it, you're taking more of the moo or the mow. It's like a lawnmower to cut the grass. You're taking your seed and you're doing a different type of fertilizing. If you're mourning over something, it's like, okay, well, how long do you mourn over it? So that's why, as an example, every day when you get up, somebody wants to see you conquered every time you get up. So when you get up and you see somebody, you know, the first thing we do is we greet people. So we say greetings or we say peace, you know, something that kind of uplifts, grand rising, you know, royal day, you know, grand royal. You want to give a up because you're already down. You want to give a up energy, not a down. You're already down. So what are you going to give somebody who's already down, something else that keeps them down? That E equals MC squared is going to make that person sadder and more heavier with the weight. They might say, oh, yeah, I didn't like what happened to Will Smith and Jada and all of that. And now they don't have a solution. They just have the problem. Conscience, like you said earlier, it don't just pop up. It always been there. Now, of course, it takes us time to get to the conscious awareness. So now I might have to accept it first. It might be my feelings, might be my emotions, might be my zodiac sign. Maybe this person talking from a different zodiac sign. I don't know this person. This person talking material. Well, that's an earth sign. But this person talking about matter, that's still an earth sign. Now, the problem is when that earth sign is talking, are you seeing the opposition of that earth sign? Because it's still water on the opposition. So if you're talking to a fire, is it the opposition that you're hearing coming out of that mouth that end up being the air? This is how we know. And then some of us have moon cycles, right? When we came into existence, whether it was day or night, was a new moon or a full moon, a waning moon or a waxing moon, there's the four corners of ourself. So as we learn in the quarters of ourself, you're a quart of water of yourself as the water rise, as well as the water dries back out. Now, when this water rise, it's moisture in the air. When the water dries back out, no, let me take that back. When that water is on the ground, on the earth, as much as a lot, then the moisture is where the water is. When the moisture is not where it's at, the moisture is in the air. So you got to realize the things you don't see is still happening, as the things you see is not happening. I know it sounds tricky. You got to actually see yourself four sides of yourself before you even say, oh, I'm only one-sided person. No, you're not. No, you're not. There's no way it could be four sides. There's no way it could be just one side. You saw Jesus. He sat with 12 people. He didn't sit with one. He didn't sit by himself. Now, of course, I know they like to put the picture in there with him by himself. But then that doesn't explain everything else. That's like you came into this world with tunnel vision. You came in this world and you're the egg. Where's the chicken at? Somehow, you came in this world by yourself. That's impossible. Somehow, you came as a part of the world. So this E equals MC squared, you are all of these elements combined into one. And now you get elements of everything. Now, of course, you might have less of and greater of. Now, that's where you see your differences are. And that's how you can say, oh, this person is different from me, even though there's some similarity about that. You just might not want to see the similarity yet. Time to see how do we mask ourselves in front of each other versus mask ourselves, that we don't want to identify each other or recognize what's going on. The mask of you being on one side and being on the other side is China. However, your family is from China. You might not say it. You might not know it even. But now, are you interested in it? Now, there's the, can you make it a mask of that? Because if you can't, this is what closes our vision to now have tunnel vision. Like we say, oh, the Chinese people coming over here, man, they came over here and they ruined everything. Well, what is that you're passing around right now in your pocket calling it notes that people are still using right now being to what we call an exchange? Now, I am not going to say the first bad thing that happened to us was by them. Now, of course, just like the Moors, first bad thing you could think of is because they did it. No, they was teaching everybody. Now, of course, when it comes down to teaching, not everybody's learning the right way. Not everybody's going to be accustomed to it the way you give it out. So they're going to tell you something negative, especially if I could get ahead of you and get into that speed of light and tell it to you. Now, you could be dense or dunce by the thought. So by the time I leave, and now here comes the slow turtle finally coming in here to give you the story that you're supposed to know is new, is old to you now. And now you're saying, I don't want to hear that stuff. And I know you messed up the numbers to give me my name, so that's why I only want to learn about numerology. And I don't want to know about my birthday because I see how that's connected to it, and that's all another ritual. Well, you do rituals all the time. You get in that car, you put a key in your ignition. That's a ritual. You turn on the ignition. What is that but a motive? You're using E equals MC squared. You're using a mass to deliver you speed times light to get you to a value, right? And then you want a volume of whatever that is by the time you get back. When people come to see you at a job site, they do these same very things. When they come there, they're expecting you to give them what? Service. And they're going to either expect you to be a servant or a part of what the service is. Now, of course, if you're a servant, it makes you feel like what the service is, but that's not you. No, not at all. You're the character unfolding. You're the persona of what that is for the store, but you're a character of yourself. So now, how do you finesse yourself not to just be the act or just to react when somebody says something that you don't like? How do you show a reaction delayed? How do you not just run in the speed of light like everybody else wants? Oh, there's a light. Run to it. You run to it. Are you going to run and not look at the ground that you're walking on? There's the value. How do you not see the light as the ground? How do you not see the light as the reflection versus just that light? There's more than just the tunnel vision. We call it the peripheral vision. See, some of us do got tunnel vision. Some of us walk back and forth with tunnel vision in everything we do. We get in the car. We close the door. We get on the phone. Somebody could be running right next to you. I did this with my mom, so I already know. Well, we're running right next to you. We'll be like, hey, 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 waving your hands and everything. But because the windows are closed and you got that phone next to your hand and you driving, you're already in a multi-level and you got tunnel vision on. Blockers. They got horses that got blockers on their face so they don't get to see where they're going. They got the master that's sitting on top of the horse wagon that's pulling and telling and showing how the horse to go and not telling the horse. He's like kind of whipping him to go this direction. This is where the psychological damage is starting to replay on all of us. We're thinking we're horses. Now, of course, we're connected to Horus, not just the horse, though. We got a car that got horsepower that get us from a mass to equals MC squared concepts. However, if you don't know your value and your volume, that car don't mean nothing to you as soon as you get in it. Your spirit is being attacked because you're not keeping yourself grounded when you get in it. You're not being awareness of your surroundings. So when E equals MC squared is more like when you step into a room, do you see how the validity is when you walk in the room or you don't? You just be like, hey, y'all, I'm doing what I do all the time and just start yelling and being all aggressive. And then someone in there already don't like you because you're aggressive. And then it might be something that your past that they got of you and want to bring it up in the present, which can be also E equals MC squared in his life or her life. So that's why it is mindful. How much are you really in tune with yourself? Enough to where you don't have to say everything. You know siren? Siren is an actual silence. So when you hear the siren playing, where it goes, it's all over the place. You're like, wow, what is that noise? That's still music to someone else. Even sirens, like I said, are silent. They can actually, without their mouth being open. If you do the research, you find out that Wonder Woman basically is an example of the mermaid. She's an example of the siren. She's the example of the Nephilim, the big women, the gigantic people, you know, they showed her right in a Wonder Woman at 1984. They came, had her brunk, they brung her into, and this is ironic that we just had a MacArthur Mall. Somebody did a shooting in MacArthur Mall and shot, like, it was a triple shooting. Now, the thing is, it was a woman involved, and it was like it was a woman issue. And I was like, wait a minute. And I'm over here like, we just had a woman, Wonder Woman, like, years back. Now it's projected right now into the present how to react differently by using a gun. But in the movie, she's stopping people from shooting guns. Now we got reality where we're the ones using the gun as the woman. This is why the siren is important. How do you see the siren? How do you see it in the church? How do you see it when it came out of the church? How do we see our mother? We don't see our mother. The GM, the grandmaster, is your grandmama. Now, I know you want to say grandfather. I do want to say that, too. However, grandfather didn't know a lot. Grandmama had to give it to him. Now, of course,
please
grandfather
know.
Did know a lot.
Look, please know that I
but
know.
What he,
mine is with me heavy.
But what he do know is that the grandfather learned a lot of Mason, a lot of what it was to build stuff. Because it had to be noted from the mother what can stay up from his foundation that was broken down. When we know the fallen star was what this name they call it now, Asteria, is really who Wonder Woman was. That's how you know fallen stars. That's why L.A. is fallen stars. That's why the 144,000 fallen stars. You're a fallen star. I'm a fallen. We all feel like we're fallen stars. But however, we came from the water. They wanted to make you think you fell from the stars. You still got star energy, but you didn't fall from no star. You were a sun. So how could you be a fallen star when you're a rising sun? Does that make any sense? Okay, well then if you are a fallen star, then you're a rising sun. How about put the combination together? Don't keep them having you thinking you're a bad person. This is the E equals MC squared. You're thinking you're a bad person, so now you can project badness of yourself. Why do you think Michael Jackson said, I'm bad, I'm bad? You know it. Because he's now accepting his badness. However, not bad being bad, but bad being good. See, when you know this is the project, this is what the project made me, that's why we got this movie right now called Power Project. But if you look at the movie, you see what's going on in there. We call it Meritorious Manumission. If you look at, way in the back, Tuskegee Airmen, Red Tails, the Red Falcon, why are they giving you the red first before they give you any other color? They could have said Black Falcon, but they don't want to say that. See, the version that I got to give you is a secondary version. I can't give you the first version. I got to give you a secondary. So if I said Black Falcon, you would have been like, oh, shoot, let me go watch that. If you heard Red Falcon, you'd be like, well, who is the nationality in front of us? That's how this mixoplex can be always played. You'll be second, and yet you ain't seen first yet. This is why the rabbit ran out there, told you, this is what happened first when he's really second. The turtle that got the real story is back there. You didn't listen to the turtle, though, because by the time the hare ran off, you're like, well, I got the story already. I know what happened. Sometimes you need to watch a movie twice or three times to see what really happened. Don't keep looking at a movie, oh, I seen it all. I hated it. You don't know what you hated. It wasn't even about the movie. It was about a message in the movie. Did you get the message? No, you didn't like the producer. You didn't like the director. You didn't even like the actor. Now I get it. There are some movies that I can't even tolerate myself. Once it's a B movie and it seems like it's dragging out, okay, I got to turn this off. Because even a dragon can be a queen. But when you're dragging your balls, that's a Dragon Ball Z. You got to know your Z, your Zen, between the yin and the yang. If not, this is why the balance has been off balance this whole entire time. You haven't looked at how your eyes look at A to go to B, and then B comes back to you, and it ends up being C. It's not the same thing that you saw. And this E equals MC squared is that same example. We throw out words that's the zenith. And when you throw it out, it comes back to you and hits you bigger than you threw out. Now, it could hit you smaller than what you threw out because you didn't throw it out strong enough. So now you do got to have enough effort to feel positive about yourself, optimistic about yourself, that when you throw it out and you turn around, you don't even look for it. You ain't got to look for it. That ain't going to hit you, though. And when it hits you, it's not going to be a bad thing. It's still going to be a great thing. You'd be like, I remember you. And you'd be like, huh? Remember me from where? He's like, I remember you were sitting in front of this person and you were saying some stuff. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. You said some stuff and it hit me. And ever since then, I've been a new person. It's in the Matrix. This brother was stepping off the ledge, and he was getting ready to step completely off the ledge, and everybody was like, no, don't do that. And he was like, you know, I feel like I can fly. And she was like, this woman that was cleaning the window, her name is Bugs, imagine that, as nature, wiping the window and everything, Kepara, we call it Kinsu or Kansu, cleaning the mirror, and she looks at him, and she's like, yo, I seen you. She had to finally run into him to give him this conversation. Now, of course, this is him in the, I'm going to say in the present, while she was thinking about the past, to bring it to his present, about how he changed her future. You see what I'm saying? This is how we make our melanin is that strong, that's why E equals MC squared is about us. It ain't never been about nobody else but us, the carbon, how the triple carbon 14 keeps flipping in itself and flipping back out. So anyway, she says, you stepped off that ledge, and people thought you was going to actually fall. And what I saw changed my life because you didn't fall. You flew. Now, of course, we know the word flu is a disease. But if you fly, it's not a disease, but it is a bug. So now, how do you fly? Do you fly off the handle with your mouth? Do you fly like you're running real fast and you feel like you're flying? Do you get on a bike and you ride so much and you just start gliding and now you're flying, feeling? Skateboard, same thing. If you're in a car going real fast and you took your foot off the gas and you just, wow, I feel like I'm coasting. You ever notice how a plane goes up in the air and has to have a motor to go up, but then it turns the motor off and it's gliding? That's a form of flying. When you write and you writing good and you're just like, man, I'm on a tangent, letting it all out, that's flying. Even if you was throwing fists at somebody, I'm going to just go into the negative just as much as positive. If you're throwing a fist at somebody, you're hitting them. You flying off fists. But now how do you stop it? Like, how do you land? How do you not crash? You know what I'm saying? Because this is the results from your good and your bad. Because you still got to have balance. I don't care what you're doing. You got to have balance. That plane cannot land on the ground unless it has balance. If there's no gas in there, that plane might have a crash course coming down. Or if there's no wings on it, might have a crash course. So it has to have preparation. What kind of preparation? When you threw that fist the first time, was you thinking hit him five times and stop? Or just, I just went out. I went to E equals MC squared, and I just squared them out. But square represents your Morse science, your 4 and a 5 degree in a corner. And knowing how your corner, when you double it, it makes a square. So now anything that's in a triangle, a square, or a circle is the way you think. You're into learning your spade, just learning your contractor, just learning the protractor that made it. So now, as a ruler, you're ruling your measurements to who you are, grandmaster, deacon, pastor, whoever you want to end up labeling your ranks as who you are. You're still in a mask to the rest of these people. And if you don't see it, you about to square yourself into that one little corner by yourself. And now you're going to put that little dent on your head because you didn't know the knowledge that you was giving out when you was in the center of it all. See, people who don't do what they're supposed to be doing find out that they end up being lonely and also find out that they're unattractive and then not liking themselves. Now, you can't be in a room and not like yourself. You can't be in a room and start saying, I'm bored with myself. What makes you that bored? You should be excited that you being able to have all these body parts on your body and you can experience whatever you feel like experiencing in this moment. But if not, you've been taking advantage of your E equals MC squared for the longest right now. You've probably been doing it in your afterlife, brought it into this life, and now you're still feeling it in this life, not being present. That's why when the sister said, when you walked off of that and I saw you fall, you was a different person. You weren't even the same person I see right now before me right now. But I still know who you are. I'm like, how are you supposed to know that? Well, we have spirit. They're spiritual. It ain't just spirit. And you have a soul that connects to your spiritual. Once your spiritual is soul, it's your solar energy. People can see your solar energy even in the dark. So when you're in the dark and you're standing in the corner and they don't see you, sometimes they don't see you. But if they got that heat in their own vision to see things, they got that infrared vision. It sees like Superman. Oh, there you are. Dang, I see you. But then some of us, they don't see us. We can call right out of the room, and they still don't see where we at. So it's about how much vision in your visionary are you? Because it's vision with Aries. Aries is your head part, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. How do you not fear things when it's a tool? Don't fear it. Know how to utilize it. It's a tool, a weapon, a toy. Everything's going to come in the Trinity. So when you learn E equals MC squared, it's like saying, okay, first let me learn my Trinity side of myself. I'm looking over here. I'm looking over there. That's about as far as I can go. That's about as far as I want to go. And now let me go my distance. And once you find out your distance, you say, well, dang, I couldn't go as far as I thought I could. Or I made more than I thought I could. Or it was right on as I thought. This is how we measure. You are a measurer of yourself. You knew how to rule yourself. You're a ruler. Now, of course, there's these little fake decisions, as in decides, as you hear it as saying the sides, causes us to think that there's division in your vision. So now as vision Aries with the rest of the body, as the head go, the body would just fall low. That's why you got 144,000 falling low with the energy. They feel like that's, we got to wait till summer get here in order for us to feel like it's summer. No, be present. Be present. Don't missing everything when you're right here in the present for it. If you say, I missed this, I missed that, I missed this, guess what happened? You're throwing this ball, and the other person said, catch, catch, and whoosh, guess what happened? You missed it. I know when you say, I miss you, you can say it to the person right now in the present. Just realize this. Why are you saying this in the present? What else is present? Because you got to keep on with the presence. Just as much as you got to keep on with lies, people lie to you. And now it's a bigger lie. This is E equals to MC squared on another level. You got to make it bigger to provide the lie that you didn't really think about too planned out. Now they find out there's something not right with the lie, so you got to come up with another lie on top of that lie. If you find out, Lucifer was not a liar. He had to tell the truth. Why? Because you got caught in the lie so much. But it's like, what's the point of lying? Let me just tell you the truth. You ain't going to believe me anyway when I tell you. And this is how this works now. Like, the truth is in your face. You don't want to believe it. You ain't got your senses open wide enough. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. Most High gave you all of these principles, which is the four out of the three, M equals square, being measured by the seven, balance. How do you balance all of this out? How do you see how much your length, your width, your height can still be measured within the circumference of a circle or a square or a triangle, and everybody okay with it in the 360? Because, you know, that's just one level. You got 360, you got 450, and you got 720. By the time you get to 720, you actually in your third fire sign. You're in your Sekhmet Sagittarius fire sign. Your first fire sign was Aries. This is why we're here right now, in the stage of Aries. This is why the air is changing. You're feeling like, I don't know if the air is going to be good or not. But it's not about Aries air. It's about the fire that helps the air. That's why it's fire and air. I know we think fire and water. That's true. That's like the opposition. But in the body of a body of a being, the body has a head, a solar plex, and the lower torso. That's why most people give you the half version and say, higher self and lower self. But you need a mid self. You need to know how to work that higher self and lower self. This is where the heart is at. This is where earth is at. H-E-A-R-T-H. When you link in with the mama earth, now you start to see how the higher self and the lower self can help each other. Otherwise, you separate it and talk separation like black and white, like the squares on the ground. And now you got to play checkers with people. Now, oh, this person black. Oh, this person white. Oh, this person black. This person white. This person black, black, white, white, black, white. But if you're saying all of this, what is Latin? When you see a Latin being, what do you call them? Oh, you're going to say white or you're going to say black. See, you're confused. You're confusing yourself. But if you look at the origin, where do you come from? What is it that's in your origin that they might have? Now, you see your origin in their origin. Now, you can see E equals MC squared. Because if you blaming them for being here and they made these bridges and they made these railroad tracks and you still blaming them for taking your money and all of that, you ignorant. You're just plain ignorant. You're not doing no type of research on your own. You're not doing the know thyself. You ignorant. And if you got slanted eyes, you really ignorant. Because, you know, most of us are round-eyed people. So if you look at it as a slant eye, you're not looking at your mask. Yes, sir.
So you're saying ignorant. I like to say ignorant, I-G-N-E-T.
Come on, man.
I mean, you know, we and even that's
we're in
a ritual, Etone, right?
Yeah.
Even that's
yes.
an M3 square.
Yes. Yes. That's why there's a good and a bad to it. It's not, and even a good and a bad is not as bad as you think, not as good as you think. It's just the balance and the imbalance. Once you start to see the imbalance, you create your balance. You know, you might have to say, you know what? I know I probably put these people to shame and didn't realize they went through even worse conditions than we are right now. They're still going through it. This is our time to see other people too, not just see ourselves. And I know we say, we the black people, but then you'd be like, what? How many versions of the black is there? And you're like, oh, well, yeah, you didn't look at the Crayola crayons. They got 8 layers in there. So you got to go through 8 different shades to figure out which one in the blackness are you fully black at. Because if not, you're not black as you think you are. Some of us light-skinned people say, we black. I'm like, wait a minute now. Because you're confusing everybody now. Because, like, you more adamant than the blacker people. But it's the idea that we shouldn't have to make this our rank. Like, if I got married to somebody, I'm not going to say, I'm a husband to this woman. This is my woman. You don't have to take claim like that. See, a lot of us start taking titles, and now I want to be entitled by it. Like, I'm a teacher. I teach people. That's your profession? Because that's not your confession. You have to get more into your confession.
I was just going to say, you know, when I never kind of resonated when people be like, and when it comes to marriage, you know, they say my wife, my this, my that. Like, every time they speak, I'm like, okay, wait, do you own this person? You know? So I'm like,
okay.
It just didn't sit well.
That's the ignorance.
Yeah.
That's the mentality right there. I want to put a label, and I got to put a rope around what I label. So now this is my property. I want to make sure that if you touch her, that's adultery. If you touch her, you know, there's all these names I could bring up. You know, so now I got a right to beat you up. I got a right to smack you in the face. I got a right to do all these other things. Even though you didn't touch me at all, did you? You didn't touch me. You probably didn't even touch her. You just got me to, I want to prove my actions. I want to prove I'm action. I want to prove I can act, even though that's a small act you're doing. That's a small X when you're cutting down the tree. The A is the X, and the X is the I and the S. It's ISIS. We've been connected by the ICE, I-C-E, like ISIS. When we say just ICE, we want justice, but it's just ICE that we're getting. That's why I say, oh, you got what you deserve. And usually when you in a revenge, you don't fight something that's fresh and hot. You take care of it when it's cold. You want it when it's hot. You're going to burn. Why do you think Will Smith had to come back and say, oh, I apologize? Because you did it really too fast, bro. Like, that's like some animal instinct you just did. And you want everybody to say, oh, he just did an animal instinct. Everybody said, well, I guess we could act like animals. No, that's not. That's why y'all got problems. Y'all will see a star do it. And they say, well, if he could do it, we could do it. That's not inspiration that you should look for. I know it's inspiration, but that's not inspiration you should look for. This is why people walk around and wear socks that got all them lines on it, because they saw somebody else wearing a sock that got all these lines on it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Don't put me in that label. I'm just saying, if you see somebody doing it, you don't know no reason why they're doing it, then you do it. That's a copycat. That slap that Will Smith gave, that wasn't original. I saw that off of Boosie. Boosie smacked the tomahawk. And I smacked him harder than that. So it was a reality check. It's a reality check to say, okay, well, if this person's going to smack this person, let me switch the roles up and not have a tomahawk getting smacked. Let's put another brother in there getting smacked, and let's do it where everybody can see it instead of in a convenience store where hardly anybody saw it, but yet they put it on Twitter so everybody did see it. And then, you know, Boosie got chips already sitting on the stand. So he got chips in that same grocery store. He done smacked somebody. Now he could put smacking chips on his chips if he wanted to. He already got Boosie on his chips. So it's about your name. It's about how much nomenclature are you. Are you doing eternal things? Immortal, like the brother said, we're immortals. So what immortal things are you doing? Or you want to show every time somebody get mad at him, you get to smack him in the face. That's what I said about if somebody hit you one time, how many times do you hit them back? This is that example. And we thought it wasn't going to go anywhere. No, it's going all over the place. Because no one's really paying attention to, am I conscious? Or is this an unconscious thing that I'm doing? Is this spiritual conscious?
Because if it was spiritual, there ain't no turn the cheek and then let somebody smack the other one. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about at what point was it supposed to be so spiritual that he had to get up and smack him? He knew that the realm is going to take care of that situation, not him. He ain't got to touch. He ain't got to do nothing. When people say, well, I'm going to take care of it because I know ain't nobody else going to do nothing about it, that means you're weak in your spiritual realm. You don't know how to utilize that side. So you feel that your physical realm is going to outweigh your spiritual. Really? Is that how it works? I didn't know that's how you work it, because I don't think that's how it works. If you don't have a balance, your spiritual, mental, and your physical got to be. I am from 3-8. That means the March and the 8th of the day. Because of that, I had to look at these numbers, because everybody got numbers. Look at your numbers and see how special are you in your numbers. And because I looked at it, it's a 3 plus 8, that's 11. 3 times 8, that's 24. So now that I'm noticing this, what do I do in 24 hours? What do I do 3 times the 8? You know, because that's my mental, my physical, my spiritual. And I know when I lay down and I get up, some days I might lay down at 2 a.m. and then get up at 7 a.m. I'm like, how did that work? But I guarantee that next day, I might be like, man, I need to lay down a little earlier than I did last night. Because something going to break down in my mental, physical, and spiritual. Now, if I did this for 7 days, I done took away one of my spiritual or my mental or my physical or myself. This is why we have punishment to ourselves. We are punishing ourselves. You're not punishing nobody. But when you think you're putting your hands on somebody and you think you're punishing them, nope, you just made it worse on yourself. Because you ain't realized that's not for you to handle. That's for the spiritual realm to handle. But since you didn't want to wait for it, you want to handle it on your own. Let me go handle it. I can do it. You don't know nothing about it. You ain't got a clue to what to do. That's why the service that we say, as far as if it was to avenge a painful or wrongful thing, is already set in stone how it can be done. You just got to be calm and patient enough to work it through. Not just, let me go put my hands on this person because I know ain't nobody going to, you know, do anything. And I'm not saying, let me go get God to punish him. I ain't saying God going to go over there and punish him. That's not how God works. And I know you're going to say, God does everything. I get it. And so does the devil. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel like you done made your God the devil, then that's what you just did. What I'm saying is the life lessons. Everyone gets life lessons. You came here to get a life lesson. And it's less on if you don't see it, right? And then the more you in your life, you get less of life. Life end up being like a sentence. You going to jail, you getting a sentence for doing wrong things, especially if it was not without thinking. So your DNA, that's what they use for you, your motive. Your DNA is your melanin. You have a failed melanin, that's your RNA. That's the inside palm of your skin. That's why that part, when you don't think right, let's say you get nervous, that starts to sweat. When the sun hits you on the other side, that's your temperament of heat. That's why that side starts to sweat. But now if you ate food that's not of that 70% of the skin that's on the opposite of your hand, and you eat food that's for the skin on the inside of your hand, you're going to confuse your body. That's why your nervous system all whack. That's why you want to smack the person in the face because the first thing they said you didn't like. Get over it. Some things you don't like, you can't do nothing about it. Well, you going to do something about it because you can't do nothing about it? You going to get mad because you can't do nothing about it? There's a dog barking in the fence. You going to kick the fence? You going to yell at the dog? Does that make any sense? Do I turn to a wolf because the dog is a wolf? That's why, you know, knowing thyself is like man's best friend. Because if not, man's best friend is the dog. And now the dog is ma. Now you dogging your ma. Now you dogma. And you're doing it everywhere you go. I got my sisters walking next to you, and look how you dog her. You call her the B word. You the dog, though, and you're dogging her. Okay, now she accepts her dogness, so now she's the B. What in the world? Why are you doing that? Now she feels like, I get dogged out by men. I'm going to just be a dog, too. Well, every dog got fleas. You took that L, that's a 7, upside down when you said fleas. But when you flee out something, you're running away from it. See, you can run away from these things all day, but you can't run away from yourself. You're still going to have to go in that room. You're still going to have to sit on that toilet. And you're still going to have to take out what's in you out. Because if it's sitting in you too long, that's the dis-ease. Your E equals MC squared is massing your stomach up. And now you're like a square to everything when you could have been rounded and curved and know some things that helps with your lines versus just your line. Or you lying down. Or you don't know your alignment. Why did he go in the den? Why did Daniel or David go into this den? He sat down to get with these lions. But some of these lions were lying. Some of the beasts weren't a lion. It was a lioness in there, too. They ain't just lions in the den. So when they give you a one-sided tunnel vision, you go in there and say, oh, yeah, that's what happened. The snake went up the tree and talked to Eve, and now Adam, he ain't asking nothing, but he just went along with it. Seriously? And then when God come down, oh, it was her fault. I ain't got ears, eyes, nose, and mouth, but I ain't listening here. I don't know. I just want to excuse somebody, myself, for the situation. We can't keep excusing people for your actions. You did it. Nobody else do it but you. So now when you do it, is it a part of you doing it for other people? What was your intent? Now, of course, if you did it in the wrong way, maliciously, yeah, some consequences are coming for you. You feel it in your gut. You feel that you're doing it wrong. You know you can't ignore those senses. Your senses are always there for you to say if you're impure, what you're doing. And the more you feel like you're impure, it's going to tell you. Now, of course, you can ignore it like you've been ignoring how now allergies are in your body. How did allergies get in your body? Because you put it in there. You ate that hamburger that had a certain seasoning that you know your body can't take. But since you didn't know it, you didn't look up Pisces foods. What is Pisces food should be eating? Your mother came and brought you into existence with a physical body, and that's like the Benjamin Banneker giving you the almanac. You physically came out to a certain time frame. Now you are adjusted to that physical body, learning your spiritual and your mental. Now, why I say spiritual and mental? Because that's like saying those 3 months in that one season, you missing out of that 9 months you came into existence. So you've been lying to yourself ever since you came out of the den. Now, what you eating? What you eating? You eating, that's a den. That's a part of eating. Whatever you're eating is from the den. So whether it's E-N-D, end, or the bend of yourself to get the rainbow, you got to use all what frequencies we're all tapping into in this reason of the season, though. See, if you don't know your reason for the seasons, then you've been off season ever since you came into existence. And you're talking about you hate liars. Well, stop lying to yourself then. Start to retract who you are so you can be a better, as they said, a star, but more like a sun to the light. You're in darkness right now. And if you don't know the arch, that's why it's dark. If you don't know Noah, that's your nose, how you smell things. That's why nose became Moses. This nose is Moses. Up the mountain, up this Mount Sinai, the Sinai is like your sinus. Sinus, seeing us. Sinus, cyanide. It's the A and the I. Advanced intelligence. It's all in you. But if you're giving an artificial intelligence more than you, then, yeah, you walking, moving robot. Now you feel like what robots do. It ain't changed up yet. You thinking, walking in the store, give me that and give me this. You don't know how to talk to people. You talk to adults like you talk to children. You talk to children like you talk to adults. But now you talk to robots. No, matter of fact, you don't even talk to robots. You just come in and you expect robots to do things for you. I see the world changing, and I see the robots being created. But even robots don't like your manners. No. They still got some kind of form of ghost in the body, as they say, machine in the ghost. They got that going on in these machines. You think somebody tapped into the machine and didn't put none of their melanin in it so it could be intelligent? Yeah, they did that. So you can have a better life. That's why machines are made for, and it wasn't even for men. It was for women to have a better life. Men basically already knew how to do certain things. You can see us now. Some of us, like myself, I'm not computer literate. I'm not. I can admit that. I get up here, I start getting dibbler-dabbling on this thing, and I'm like, okay, I need to put this thing down. Because after a while, I need to go back in the building. I'm more of a builder. I like to do stuff with my hands on. This computer thing, I don't see nothing coming out of it unless I'm putting it in it. So I'd be like, this is a waste of time. But I'm not going to say it's a waste of time for everyone. That's why I feel like if y'all, whoever's around me, you a clerical woman or you a clerical man, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say it's all based on women. It's based on to help the feminine learn how to be more creative in a mass scale that can go from here to China and you didn't have to leave your room. That's what we were working on. That's when we said, oh, we could telephone people way across to the other side. We did the ET thing way before this got started. So now that the idea was let's split the land so no one will know who they are, so they'll never get the E equals MC squared back together again. They never see the Humpty Dumpty put his eggshells back together so he can see where she or he will be in ourselves as we heal ourselves. Where is it really coming from? We wouldn't know it if we don't start communicating to each other. Oh, that's right. He's black. He's white. He's black. He's white. He's black. He's white. He's black. He's black. Oh, wait a minute. He's a girl. He's a boy. He's a girl. He's a boy. He's a girl. He's a boy. Cut all that out. Is this person intelligent or this person not intelligent? See, this is where your issues start right there. You don't even know how intelligent this person is. You were already dissing the person before you even find out. Even I don't care if the shoes don't match. I don't care if he got holes in his pants. Did you talk to him? Did you communicate to him? Did you find out there might be some stuff that he can help you or help, or she can help you out, or they can help you out with? We just don't do that much. We'll stereotype before we can get there. That's why we got issues. And this is why we got to find out how not to keep continuing the issues. Of course, people don't live your same lifestyle. Yeah, there's going to be some similarities. Now, can you work on that versus the differences? Because if you only saw it as differences, that's all it is. No similarities. You won't see why Tantra could be benefiting you in your relationship when it's right next door to you and they've been living right next door to you for 20 years and their marriage is great while your marriage is getting ready to go into a divorce and you don't know where to start. But you never heard about Tantra, even though this Asian person is right next to you, could give it to you. However, you don't want it from them because they're not of your culture. Sad. Ignorance is sad when it comes down to how do we put it in front of us, and that's the ruler. That's ruling how far you can go in your distance because we're not seeing the distance in front of ourselves. You know the distance in front of yourself is your nose. Now, if you can go past your nose, you're doing great. But if you can't get past your nose, what you smell, how you smell it, taste it, touch it, hear it, feel it. If you can't get past that, your senses have been blocked off. One of your eyes or both your eyes and that third eye we call the first eye, imagination. I ain't even get to the rest of the body parts. That's where Aries start at. So when you go to Taurus, you're talking about the throat, you're talking about the nose. Yeah, the torso. Even here, Sagittarius and Sagittarius. So Taurus has something to do with Sagittarius too. That's why Moses was so important. He went up the mountain, came back down the mountain. He said, oh, what y'all doing? Oh, y'all eating human in a braised cattle. This is why they separated the man from the woman, and this is how they separated the mother from the child. Get the mama to eat this human meat. We'll call it Sekhmet. Get this mama to eat human meat. Then we can switch it on down, break it on down. Say, oh, let's switch it down to animal meat because the animals are helping to keep the earth around. But if the animal get eat, then the earth can't be around. And that's mainly because of the humans who was letting us know that these are the animals. Okay, get rid of these people who are talking about the animals like that in high royalty. All right, get rid of them. Now we can get rid of the animals. Now we can go on and say, well, y'all messing up the planet. Oh, we messing up the planet. Oh, okay, I see how y'all did this. Oh, it's the Moors. The Moors did it. The Moors did it. Blame somebody. But then at the same time, you make a movie called Moribus. More be us. More be us. What the? How you going to put more be us? And then you don't want to call us that. But yeah, you want to call us Rome. Everything's done in Rome. We want romance. You even romanticized all our letters. We went from Hebrew that was straight lines, and then you curved it to make it romanticized. But now that I know Hebrew wasn't the oldest language, it's the oldest language in our conscience. To where we saw the older language that was called Heretech or Hieroglyph, Demotech, and then Coptic. That's why we're wearing this Coptic cross. We got the old version calling it the new version. We got the walking coming forth by day. which they were saying, death by day, or it was another name for it, but it wasn't coming forth by day. That's why it became, oh no, Book of the Dead. So what somebody will want you to be a dead of, you are alive. This is why it's opposition. Yeah, if you go into that last Superman version with Lex Luthor, he was showing you, and this is the young brother that actually played the Facebook joint. He also played, I think, was it Kick-Ass? But anyway, he played this part, and he was Lex Luthor. And he was given a definition towards how he saw this picture. And he said there's angels above, and there's like these people coming from out of the ground. And he was saying, I feel like these angels are coming from above aren't angels. They're like the devils. And the people that's coming from under the ground are the real angels. I was like, oh, shoot. I didn't think about that. This gives opposition. And another reality is the zodiac from Leo is like its highest point of the energy of the sun. But now if we start, we really want to start in Cancer. And then basically in Virgo. So we're going from June, July, August. The 3 months. Okay, I see. But the idea of you coming into yourself is the vibe through your channels. So if you know what channels you are, you're learning it as stages of Cancer, being a mother sign, right, in physical form. So you're going from Cancer to Leo, where your heart, from your body, the body of your skin, the treasure chest, how you measure yourself, to your heart, now how you treasure your heart, to now six, being Virgo, how you stomach your heart. Now you're the whole belly. You're the whole, why they call it the belly of the beast? They're giving you the idea, there's a little version right there. And you coming out of a lower version, which is really a new version, to go back into your Jacob's ladder, your head. So from 6 to 7 is a time frame most people eat or laying down. It makes sense when you think of 4, 5, 6. 4 plus 5 is 9. Then you got the 6 plus 9 is 15, which is 15. You got to have a Virgo energy. You got to know your earth sign. So the earth is the opposition of Pisces.
If you can hear me well, Eternal, I've been wanting to give feedback throughout the whole podcast, but I didn't want to cut you off, brother. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in a place now. I'm in a place now to where my signals are kind of bad. So if you can talk on for about 5 more minutes, I'll be out this zone.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
What I was saying about the Virgo is Virgo Mary. That's why Venus was mentioned. Even the idea of hermaphrodite, that whole connection is Venus. The idea of Jada Pinkett wearing the green suit, the green dress, that's Mami Wata. We got examples of our story being relit and retold. Now the only problem is it might be a watered down version.
So now it's really up to you to see how powerful it can be versus just the watered-down version that it's showing. Like, someone wants to be ahead of you, just that they want to make it look like it's not you, when you should know you. You should know how you are you. Whenever you see you, you see yourself. Now, of course, how you see yourself is in what we call images. You can't just be one image. You got to be images. That's a constant image. You know what I mean? So some people were like, well, I only look one way. You don't look one way. If you took a picture and you kept taking pictures, you're going to constantly see different shifts in your face, whether you're expressing happiness, sadness, whatever it is. Once you start to see the other shifts of you, now it's not like how most people say you got to be a Gemini. You ain't just a Gemini. You the whole zodiac. So when I was talking about the three of the zodiacs of Cancer, Leo, and Virgo, this is the majority of what the Earth does. And I'm not going to take claim of the East Coast. I mean, the West Coast. I'm going to take claim of the East Coast that I know, which really is the West. We just don't call it that because we're saying we're doing East things, but it's in the West thought. Like, we westernizing a lot of stuff. So in other words, what we're doing is we're playing oppositional roles for some reason. I'm Pisces, right? So I'll be now considered as Mary. And Mary would be Jesus, as in the Virgo. The Virgo would be Jesus. And what I mean by that is, you see my face, but when you see my face, you see the long hair and you see all of this other stuff. You say, wait a minute. Well, what's with the long hair? Why do you think Jesus had long hair? He was indicating his feminized stuff. Not saying he's going overboard on the feminine. He's showing that he respects where he comes from. You got to respect where you come from in order to not disrespect where you come from. You know what I mean? Now, I get it. If you disrespected yourself, I know, if the person disrespected you, and that's why you're disrespecting where you come from. But got to analyze this. If a person is disrespecting you, it's because they don't know how to respect themselves. That's why you can kind of back up and say, okay, well, this person's just disrespectful to themselves. They ain't just disrespecting me. Don't take it personal. We'll take it either personal or we'll take it interpersonal. Yes. Yes. Right. And with chaos comes order. You have to see the order in the chaos, even when you think there's no order in the chaos. So now, if it's all chaotic, that means you are the order. You have to now, okay, wait a minute, because I might be out of order. What they say, law and order, right? You got to have law and order. So really what law and order would do is just show you the flex. The order would be the reflection of what water is. Like, how do you balance it? If you got too much fire going on.
Yeah.
Or how do you materialize it if it ain't matter?
You're right. You're right. You know, okay, so with that said, let me go from my angle. You know what I'm saying? Please go back and listen to that podcast, guys, on Angels and Angles. That was a powerful podcast, and I promise you guys, I'm most proud of that podcast because it was something divine about that. So from my angle, guys, the M3 square. You know, is this what Eternal is speaking about? You know, if we have too much chaotic, you know, what are you creating? If we have too much of anything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What
right.
are we truly creating? You know, and
exactly.
in my podcast is that, you know, the trick. Essence of you. That is really, in summary, what I have. the geometry essence of you. And there are so many breadcrumbs to remember.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I'm a
well,
simple guy,
different...
you know, I like to just give it in short.
Well,
that's really what I got out of this
like
lecture.
Yeah. Well, you can say this. What's the difference between one who settled, because that's what settlers did, and planters? That's what planters did. Plant. You know what I mean? So if you settle down for that energy, that's why you can settle into chaos and not see what's going on, because you're used to chaos. But if you're a planter that plants
right.
stuff, you know that even when planting stuff, that's not what you're planting. So you're like,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me reset. Let me look at what I put on my schedule. This ain't even what. What did they put this in? Okay, you know what? Let's just reschedule this.
Because
mm-hmm. it might not be the time to plant. Sometimes you plant and the ground is too hard. You got to wait till it gets soft. You got to add water to it.
Yeah.
Or you got to wait till it rains, you know, or wait till the weather gets right. Like right now, it's a great time to till. So now,
mm-hmm.
before we get to Aries gone, before the bull get here, get one of your tiller tools and start going mess with the ground a little bit. Go on, do some spiritual work outside. So you can now physically feel what it feels like to be spiritual. Now your mental is having a woo-saw moment. See, you said we got to go to jail because we did something wrong. How about we go to a correctional facility so we can see how we can do it correct, not just say we're doing wrong. Correct our mistake
right.
if it's a mistake. You feel like I can't learn?
Yep.
Put me in a place where I can learn. Don't make it seem like I just can't learn.
Well,
I'm just ignorant.
Yeah.
And if not, show it to me. Because I might be ignorant to that. I might not know where it's at. I might say, well, this is the best I've got. If your mom said, this is the best I gave you, and I get it, however, I also don't get it. Like, did you stop there? Or you just tell me, you can still give me some stuff. You just want to stop? Okay, all right, cool. And life teaches us this. Don't be mad if people don't want to learn anymore. And don't be mad
yeah.
if you want to learn. That's the balance between the good and the bad, or the good and the evil, or whatever you want to call it, the left and the right. Are you on the fence? Do you feel defense? Because if you're on the fence, it could be offensive in your thoughts. You're standing on the fence. You see people on one side and people on the other. Do you want to jump on that side or this side? Or you just want to keep crawling until you get to the other side of the fence? You might not want either side. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes that person
right.
say, well, we like it green on this side. Well, we like it red on this side. Well, you're like, dang, well, I don't like neither one. I like blue. I'm going to go over here. You ain't always favor what's being done by the mass of people. Saying that because we said it, we all got to go and agree with it. No. That's so we can get the mind to start thinking, start to go into some critical thinking, some critical, not just thinking, some critical planning, not to even be critical, because it might even be critique if we criticize someone. So now, why are you criticizing me? Okay, well, how about this? I wanted you to give you an ability to think better. So now, not just a practitioner, but a practice of this, so that whenever, like how we're doing it, we're keeping the people in a point where they're gaining more knowledge by just being aware of the knowledge that they can get. Nothing wrong with that. Now, of course, if it was the Moors talking about how the white and the black, and we say the white man got learned from the Moors, it didn't happen that way. It happened from the Portuguese, the Turks, the Ottomans, then they got it, the Belgians. When we look at the people, it was a nationality of origins first before it became this one individual, this white man, this black man. And now who's white, who's black? I don't even know. We're just going to call them all white and call them all black. We're going to do a Pocahontas on everybody. But see, that's why Morbius is out right now. They're saying this Morbius is a supernatural. But when you eat people, now they're going to say eating people is supernatural. No, that's not supernatural. That's super necro. That's not natural. Eat people? We didn't naturally eat people. Our teeth ain't even naturally made to eat people. So if they're going to make a movie right now having you to accept vampirism, when they put Blade out to give you like a short version of Prince Hall Mason type joint, let me show you what we do in the hall. And then
boom, let me throw Morbius out there because that's a comic book. Everybody should know that was still vampirism. But at the same time, this is why the Moors kicked out the vampires. But we don't know nothing about that. And that was when the Ottomans was getting rid of Draculus. Draculus. And now we got a Draculus constellation. So, you know, that can't be just one person that they're talking about. Even though, if you look it up, he was the only one that we know as a tomahawk, not us, as a tomahawk, cutting heads off, putting them on top of a spike. This is what we were doing. He wanted to be like us because of the fight that people kept wanting to do, fighting each other. That he ended up not only cutting the heads off, he wasn't trying to show fear. He was trying to show, I conquered you. He wanted to show humiliation. There's a different way. You know what I'm saying? If I cut your head off, put you right here and say, look, y'all better not come over here. You're going to be like, oh, shoot, I better not go over there. They done got Uncle Tom's head right there. I ain't going over there. But now you mad and enraged that they took your man's head like that, then I can see why you go over there. But now we talking about somebody that's drinking the blood. That's where Dracula's come from. The name is still there. They ain't changed it. Transylvania. Transylvania. So when they made transit, as in the train, so human traffic, transatlantic, that was still part of the Transylvania. Where do you think these scientists came from? Some of these scientists are the freaking vampires. Why do you think that they use Sarah Bartman, Oda Banger, as zoo? They call it human zoos. Look it up, human zoos. They've been out a long time ago. So they first, I need you to demoralize you, right? And then demoralize the animal. Because if you demoralize you, you definitely going to demoralize the animal later on. And now I'm going to put you and a demoralized animal in a cage. And I'm going to ship you all around the world. And I'm going to have you look at it, separate it from yourself, E equals MC squared. And say, oh, look at them. They are horrible. They're morbid. They're morbid. Look at these morbid people eating animals. These cannibal people. And you're like, wait a minute. Did you use more be us in the word? God dang it. That's some old subtracting concept right there if I ain't see it. Some of us are seeing what AR, right, and turning it around, you see RA, what raw is. But they put raw as RAW, like raw, war. War is WAR. But we say raw. And yet the same raw is like to scare somebody. Raw. You scared me. But the same word is your deity energy. Now, all I got to do is put an A, a R, and an E together, and you wouldn't even see it because it's backwards. But yet, at the same time, it's explaining you Ray, R-E. R-E is Ray. Amun Ray. They use the R-E in that same version, right? Add a Y. It still says Ray. You wouldn't know it, but it sounds like a name. It don't sound like your energy. So this is how I can put names on stuff. This is how I can start naming you, and you wouldn't know the energy that I'm talking about before you say, hey, man, don't call me that name. What kind of energy is that name, though? That's probably more the reason why he's saying it. Look at that. More of the reason why he's saying that. When we put things into perspectives, it has an E equals MC squared imagination to it as well. We don't see the origin. So now it hits us, bam, smack us in the face, even though it's like, man, I don't like what you said. It's probably not what he said. It's probably how he said it. Now this origin is kicking in your head. Ashes full of posies. They all fall down. Ashes full of posies? What is that? That's interracial marriage. And they all fall down. They want to see these people die. So what are you talking about? Ashes full of posies. Now you want it to be thrown in the air and seeing it fall down on the earth. So you showing me Thanos with the click of the finger as something I knew since I was a child. Now I'm seeing it in the comic book, but I ain't seen that in the comic book because it wasn't there. But I can see it in the movie because they wanted to get there ahead of us before the comic book come out as a movie. So like I said, if I can get ahead of you, put something in front of you, and you think and make believe that it's real, now it is real as a daggone devil. You think the devil got more power than you. Now, the devil does got more power than you. Congratulations. You did the job that the devil couldn't do. Because you the devil. Devil is live backwards. How much have we been living backwards? L-I-V-E-D is D-E-V-I-L. It's right there. So when you say you evil, E-fil, E-F-I-L is also evil. When they said loaves, is the same thing as loaf. See these interchanging of the letters? They also did the letters the same way they did the vowels. That's why we still feel like we feel them right now, just like the church and the kirk. Kirk is the same thing as clerk. The CH sound is the actual X sound. So why they put the X like a CH sound? It was you Christ, you X exorcist, all of that's exercise, all of that's still connected to your exorcist. And they feel like, oh, I better not work out because that's going to be my exorcist come out of my body. What? You serious? No, that's your raw energy coming out. And you don't know the difference, so you think it's raw, R-A-W, and that was war to your own self. Your origin has flipped inside of itself. You inside out, thinking of Moses when he put his hand in that, when he put his hand in the coat and came back out. When he put his hand in, it was DNA. But when he put his hand in and pulled it out, it was RNA. Now he put it back in, back to DNA. That's you. That's your ribosome. That's your skin. Now, how did the heck, if God wanted to knock out Adam so he could get a ribosome so he could make a woman, yet at the same time, this woman is connected by 13 moon cycles while a man is connected by 12. Something ain't clicking right. So you telling me I came out of existence, I got out 9 months of my birth, and yet 12 months I had to be in existence because I say each year is my birthday. You confuse me. As man, you confuse me. Now, as woman, you confuse her. Why? Because she don't know she on a 13 moon cycle. And then here's some birth control pills. Here, take that. And now you messed the whole cycle up. Now you say, oh, well, you can't have no more children. What do you mean? I didn't say I didn't want to have more children. I wanted to be able to be when I want to have children. But now you done messed up, stereotyped it, so now sterilized it. We shouldn't have children out of wedlock. Okay, now you got to be married. So now you got to be married to Jesus. But your son ain't the same son, is it? Not the S-O-N. I mean, not the S-U-N, the S-O-N. So this version of E equals MC squared is bouncing, is ricocheting, is going back and forth. And they say, well, most people can't live that long being married because they lied to themselves right in the beginning before they even got married. Oh, I don't like liars. You lie to yourself on what birthday you are. You lie to yourself on what food you eat that's healthy. You lie to yourself about you just got hereditary stuff that your mom and your daddy passed on, and now you got it because of your ignorance. And you just didn't want to face up to the ignorance. You want to say, well, I smacked my child. I'm going to smack this child. What? No, you can't smack that child as you smack that child. Everybody's done differently. Somebody's getting more sun on the earth than you are. And don't get mad because the sun over there is shining. It's coming over there to you soon, too. So that's why it's called karmic debt. Everybody's getting their karmic debt for their, I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing. This is the best thing I could do, quote, unquote. You done anything better? You switched up? You still in the same boat? You don't like what you're doing? Maybe that's why you're in the same boat. You don't want to do nothing better. You got to do something different if this ain't working out for you. And if it's working for you, keep on going. You're seeing the benefit behind it. Now, I get it. Some of us see that because it takes a little bit longer in the time and you don't want to do it, maybe that's why you should be that one doing it because nobody else got that kind of patience. They realize it themselves. They'd be like, yo, I love how you do that copper. Show me how to do it. And I show them. They'd be like, dang, I got respect for you now that I'm doing it. Yeah, this ain't no like walking apart. You got to sit down. You got to concentrate. I had to tell them breathe before they even start because you starting to get ready. You already about to close up, you know, and breathe in this while you're working with the copper and the tool. That's a whole spiritual, whole therapy right there. You hear that ding, ding, ding when I'm hit with the hammer? That's spiritual. That's your shaman work. That's your Will Smith, the real Will Smith, before you saw the fake Smith go up there and smack somebody over something else that ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. He even had a red book in his hand. So they letting you know this is a Masonic ritual. And the way his hand went up, he had his pinky out. So you could tell that he was also giving a smack in a ritual. They smack people in rituals too. You didn't think they smack people in rituals? Why do you think when the baby come out the bottom, which they call in the middle, out the bottom, or should they call it the bottom? We call it the middle. They come out of the bottom and they smack the bottom. They're trying to give a ritual to your child and abuse to your child, and you allow it. Yep, so much that you don't know what's going on, you allow the ritual to commence. Just like you blowing out that candle. That's a ritual. That's your lower energy getting blown out before it could be a high energy. That's your Sagittarius fire from the what realm is that? That's the it's a crystal realm. Oh, the Emerald Tablet. The Emerald, it's the Emerald realm that the fire comes out of. You see that blue ether in there, that bluish purplish ether? That's your emerald in the gas, in the fumes. So you got blue, you got yellow, and you got red in those colors. Now, of course, it's misted with orange in there, but this is how you know fire isn't as above. It's from below going up or above going down, so you can see it come up. That's why people blow out candles. They don't know they're blowing out their memory. They don't know they're blowing out the only granted knowing fire in their body. But the cake is a natal cake. They're blowing the fire out, so they say, happy birthday, come back on the light after you've been in the dark. That's why it's a lower self. This is why we think of lower self being a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Most people who have children say that they raise their kids. It's not raising your kids. Rise your child or rear your child. Because they say we've fallen, if you don't realize we took a trip. We never fail. We only took trips. We always take trips. We time travelers.
We time travelers.
We're the best time travelers on Earth. And if you ain't noticed it, you got to start noticing these things that what we do is what we call time travel. You get in that car, you travel, that's time travel.
If you don't, I was just, matter of fact, we're going to do a podcast on it, but if you can break, because see, we start to feel and think that time traveling is something that we do that's out so far outside of us, like a spaceship or something. But tell us in short, what is time traveling, and we're going to do a podcast on it.
All right, cool. So what is time traveling? Basically, right between you and me, we call it space. We call it the air just as much as we call it space. But in this space, we're also doing wind and time. So when you're talking like I'm talking, like we're doing right now, this is an example of time travel. If I said, man, do you remember the past when we did this and did that? You're like, man, it's different now. You just time traveled into the past and we brought it up into the present and show how it's different. That's time travel. Having a conversation is time travel. Imagination is time travel. Getting in that car and going from an ETA, which is estimated time of arrival, that's time travel. You time travel every time you take a little time out. I'm going to keep it short as that.
I'm
going to keep it short as that. Okay. All right, well, this has been a great podcast, guys.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you
so much, guys, for tuning in to another podcast. I
appreciate
you so much.
That's no problem, bro.
So, thank you. To wrap up,
you know, what I took from this classroom pretty much is the geometry of you. Really, like I stated, the geometry of you, like the only book to study, right, is the book of you. You know what I mean? So your lower parts, your higher parts, you know, and to use both in balance. you know what I'm saying? But really getting back into the 360 of you, right, we'll get to understand the 361, which may it be, indeed be, the geometry and the mathematics
right.
of yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that is what I took for this podcast, and I am so much in gratitude, you know, for this energy space, guys. Thank you. Shout out to the ancestors. As we were chatting, I went to go visit my grandmother. I had to clean off and put up some sunflowers down there. So she says hello
okay.
to everyone. You know what
respect,
I'm saying?
Respect.
So she loves what we are doing here. She's in great support of what we are doing, and she loves you, you know. So, and she says thank you, you know. And she's the grandmaster, okay? You know, I understand. She is the grandmaster. And what happened in our history is a lot of different energies, even posed as children, you know, would try to dim the light. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? So that's what happens to my grandmother. You know, her own children, you know, were the ones who dimmed her life. So, you know, guys, I appreciate you guys so much for listening. Joanne, if you ever have questions, you know, always pose your questions in the background to us as well, Joanne. But thank you so much for being a consistent listener. Thank you to all of the consistent listeners. We definitely appreciate you guys. And that's all I got. Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
All right, so if you're not the type of person that is hip to the green chlorophyll, the green barley, the barley green powder, the spirulina, it's time you start. Sarsaparilla, good time to start with that. It's the season starting up. When the season gets there, get the roots. Don't just get the bark. Find any green alfalfa. You know, right now the barley green powder is good for pregnancy. These are good neutrinos energy. Now we say we want our brain to be more active, and because of how we've been eating sluggish, the winter causes us to feel like we do got to eat like people that don't eat the way we do in the spring or the summer. So that's how we took on that goal to start eating and eating the wrong way, and things that end up being a curved way versus the straight way. And so now most people start to switch their diets, as they say, live it to a point where they want vitamins and minerals, which we call vitamins and minerals put together. So minerals will be like the green barley. That's what they were saying. As far as anything, we have to start tapping into a mineral diet, a mineral livet. A more crystal-based limit, livet, where you can put quartz, get a certain amount of good amount of thick, clear quartz, put that in your water, let it sit in the water for a minute before you drink it, so you can actually get the mineralization that's supposed to come from these actual crystals. Now, of course, when we're near running water and you have crystals all in the water, those would be a great amount to use. However, if you don't have that, you know, still get on a collective, start buying some crystals, get some clear quartz. Don't have to have it all wrapped up or anything. Just put it to the side, you know, put it in your windowsill at those times where you say, okay, now I want to get a mineralized, livid moment. Put that in your water, a gallon of water, whatever, and start drinking from that. Now, you're going to find out later on, people going to have glasses, and they're going to put the amethyst, the citrine. Everybody going to be showing it in a few minutes. It's going to be the copper, be the silver. Oh, drink out of the silver, drink out of the copper, drink out of the gold. You'll find out these are those, what they were doing earlier about working with your crystals and your minerals. Your periodic table shows you certain things that were man-made, certain things were not. Now, we are like what we call inorganic from organic. What's happening is your mother created you, your dad created you, and now you're creating. So now what you're creating also can be effective. If you don't have any plants, start putting plants in your foundation. Put it in your foundation. I spoke to like two Scorpios at the same time, and neither one of them had any type of plants. I'm like, what are you doing? You a water sign. Put plants in your – and, of course, they said, well, one of them said, I ain't think about it. The other one said, well, I have a bad thumb. I don't have a green thumb. So I was like, well, you got to start getting a good thumb. Get one that takes less maintenance. Start your way small. I did, too. I did it with the peace lily. I felt like the peace lily is my style. I started working with that, and now I work my way up. I got the little bamboo here, the fig tree there. And so we're working this out. It's up to you now. The money tree, you know, I don't take much water. It's just ice cubes and some loving, you know. So finding out what can help you will be your best help. And then also get on to these minerals that are from the earth. Be your best help. We're talking about respiratory system. This is where the breath control starts to kick in at its best. Learn how to do some breathing techniques. Don't think about these bullies and these wimps. Find a way to override all of that. Don't think about red pill, blue pill. Don't think about green pill, red pill. Think about you being a pill, not even being a pill, a capsule to your own energy, capped with a soul of your energy. So when you use the soil, put your hands in it. You'll feel the oil coming out of it. What's going on is the body also needs that water to make it soil energy because it's tense. You get tense. You don't want to be tense by anything. So tense brings tension. So hypertension, hypersensitivity. These 17-year-old children, I'm going to call them children at this time because they want to call us adolescents. They've been doing this since Barry White, being at the age of 17, learning his culture of art. But if you don't have that, and you want to be the culture, but you're not the art, you're going to be an industry, not industrious. So you got to be more industrious to yourself. How to be applied science to what's going on in your future. You're the future. But first, you got to be present. Ashe? Ashe, yo.
Just breathe. Envision yourself sitting on the shores of a vast ocean. Watch the waves as they roll towards you. They fade away. Watch the clouds as they drift towards you. See how beautifully they fade away. Sit by the shore. Mentally grab the notebook and pen from your bag. Open the notebook to a blank page and mentally begin to write. List all of the things that are the source of your pain. You hurt. Write of the things that have brought you shame. Write of the things that have brought you pain. Allow peace to rise and replace it. allow peace to rise or replace. Notebook in hand, walk towards the ocean. Now, gently rip out the page of pain and fold it into the shape of a boat. Fades away.
These fantasies since I was 17. Wanted to see your face in every dream. Feeling to feel your presence in everything. My love for you is as deep as the seven seas. There's something about your beauty that can turn refugees into devotees. Heaven's grace in your face I thought I would never see. When my mind was enslaved, you set it free. My heart was in rage, you fed it peace, and let it be. You are everything I'll ever need. I know that all things happen in divine timing. And as the kundalini in my spine rises, on the horizon of my heart I feel divine rising. Divine rising. Divine rising.